The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Well, this year's annual St. Patrick's Day delegation to Washington was knocked slightly off kilter when Taoiseach Leo Varadkar had to issue an apology for a joke he made about his time as an intern at the White House, which made an oblique reference to former US President Bill Clinton's relationship with Monica Lewinsky. But the art of diplomacy isn't confined to world leaders. We all know people who instinctively seem to know the right thing to say and when to say it. So do diplomatic skills make for success in the workplace, and can they be learned? I'm joined by former ambassador to the UK and EU, Bobby McDonough, and consultant psychologist Louise Carroll. They're both here with me in studio, and you're very welcome. Bobby McDonough, first to you, just on the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar thing. Did he do the right thing by acknowledging the diplomatic error and apologise?
Oh, undoubtedly. I think it was just almost a slip of the tongue. But I think, you know, if being diplomatic means anything, it means being a bit discreet and thinking twice before you speak and biting your tongue. And I don't think he could be accused in this particular instance of thinking twice before he spoke. Maybe it's a sort of reminder that politicians, if they're planning to use a joke, should run it past their civil servants or political advisors first.
But advisors want everything run by them in advance, don't they?
Well, I think this is an incident which perhaps suggests that it's not always unwise to do that.
What did you make of it, Louise?
I think, particularly with Leo, I often see him valuing something other than social cohesion or saying the right thing. Sometimes I think he prioritises and values being the cool one or the humorous one, you know, and sort of getting people on side in that respect. And I think sometimes he makes an ill-informed judgment in those moments.
And perhaps, you know, we're not all in those moments on an international stage, but we all might do that to a certain extent. I want to ask you about, you know, from a diplomacy point of view, Bobby, is there a difference between diplomacy and being diplomatic?
There's a difference between being a diplomat and being diplomatic, because being a diplomat involves a wide range of options and skills. It can mean being very forthright when you have to be forthright, whereas the concept of being diplomatic is part of the skill set of a diplomat, because it means that in certain circumstances you first of all hesitate about saying something that would upset people that you have to work with. You're discreet, and at the same time, if you have to give a forceful message, it's usually better to give it privately. So, as I say, that is very much part of being a diplomat, but very often what we have to do is to be very forthright in defending Ireland's interests. That's essentially our role.
Again, when it comes to being diplomatic, Louise, in a work situation, and it could be office politics, it could be a business person trying to negotiate with somebody in a different company to get something done or whatever it is. If you're too diplomatic all the time, you can end up kind of saying nothing. And people do sense that when somebody's being too diplomatic, we're not really getting what they really think. Are we hotwired to be able to see that?
Yes, actually we are. Our nervous systems pick up on that, and it's beneath the level of awareness and perception. It's all automatic, and we sense when somebody is showing up authentically and we sense when they're not, and we don't know what it is that's telling us that. It's just a gut feeling. And I think about the Goldilocks principle in negotiations or diplomacy, which is don't come in too hot, you know, too overkill, too much smiling, too much of anything, because that just feels inauthentic. And actually can promote a lack of respect on the other side. And don't come in too cold either, because that person like that just can't get to know you or get a sense of you. So you're trying to hit that middle point where you show up as yourself in your skin, honestly and authentically, but also speaking directly with the other person's outcomes and desires in mind.
But Bobby, in society, we value people who are diplomatic, you know, in the right circumstances, people sort of saying the right thing and not saying the wrong thing. We value that. But we also value people who are direct. You know, we kind of say, I like that guy. He's direct. He says it like it is. He says what he's thinking. Are the two contradictory?
No, I think it's a question of balance, and it's a question of the particular circumstances. I mean, it would be a madness to be so direct that you unnecessarily upset relationships with family and friends. At the same time, there are many circumstances where it's right, even within families, to speak your mind. So I think it's a question, I agree with Louise, of balance and emotional intelligence.
And what's it like in diplomatic situations internationally? I'm thinking about, for example, I don't know, let's say Brexit negotiations and, you know, Irish diplomats and Irish politicians dealing with Boris Johnson and his entourage, where, you know, there mightn't be the highest level of trust in what's being said. Is that a time to be more direct or to be diplomatic and play the long game?
I think that the issues for Ireland were so important in the context of Brexit in Northern Ireland that putting a point of view forcefully behind closed doors was definitely part of what had to be done. But I think Irish diplomats were and should have been very careful about making personal comments about Boris in the same way that they would be careful about making public comments or even private comments to Americans about Trump, because it's not the right way to go about advancing Ireland's interests to upset or annoy people that you're working with or that you might someday have to work with. But that's the good thing about being retired, because I can now say what I think about these things, and I often do so in the Irish Times or on RT when I get a chance.
I was going to ask you about diplomats saying what they think in a moment, but I'll come back to that. But Louise, in terms of confrontational situations, heated situations, that's really when people might struggle to be, you know, overly diplomatic, and they might say something that they didn't really mean to. Are there tips that you would have, that advice that you could give people about being that bit more diplomatic?
Yes. And, you know, Bobby, you mentioned emotional intelligence. I talk about that a lot, but I also talk about social intelligence and how we can increase that, which is being attuned to another person. You know, I think, and especially with social media, you know, we're condensed into 30 seconds to put across an opinion, and we want to be right all of the time. But to be more diplomatic and to actually get the outcome that's favourable to you, it's not about being right. It's about understanding the other person and being able to meet them there. So rather than just indulging in the sense of wanting to be right, understand what the other person wants. And when that person feels heard by you, now they can actually start to meet you in the middle. And that's a skill. And it's actually, if I'm to be blunt about it, it's about leaving your ego at the door. Can you put that down and actually try and put yourself in another person's shoes? And then you can come close to actually having a solution.
Who do you think is very good at just being diplomatic, and who do you think is really bad?
Oh, without a doubt, Michael D. Higgins is incredible. I mean, he is, with the Queen, that situation was incredible what he did. And how he speaks always is so diplomatic. And primarily because I think not throwing anyone under the bus, again, not repackaging disaster situations so that you can shine a favourable light on yourself. These are all the things that sometimes people do in the public eye to look like a hero.
And that's about carefully chosen words.
Absolutely.
Then. And what public figure is do you think is just a disaster at it?
Well, Piers Morgan.
Piers Morgan, yeah.
I mean, I don't think I have to say any more about that. But
but what about the argument, I might come to Bobby on this as well, what about the argument that Michael D. Higgins, as the president, is kind of paid to be diplomatic? And what you're saying is he's very good at it. Piers Morgan is paid to not be diplomatic, and maybe he's very good at it.
I think it's part of who he is. I don't think you could be that tactless deliberately if it wasn't your
intention.
You
couldn't be that professionally tactless. It has to be personal. What do you, who would you have admired for being diplomatic, Bobby?
Well, I think it's true that our presidents have been diplomatic, both because that's part of the role, but also because of their personalities. I think Mary McAleese was extraordinarily diplomatic. And of course, she was president when the Queen visited Ireland, which was the first big breakthrough. Micheál Martin seems to me somebody, and I'm not being party political here, but who a lot of people admire for his diplomacy. Many people have said to me, I don't vote Fianna Fáil and I won't, but I admire Micheál Martin. He's never lost his cool during the Brexit negotiations when some of the things that Boris Johnson was up to, his sort of comparison.
Have you seen people lose the cool in situations like that, political diplomacy situation?
Once or twice when I worked in the European Commission, I saw people losing their cool.
Did it help or did it hinder things? Clear the air.
Well, my personal view is that it is never necessary to be rude or aggressive. I think it's a question of personality styles to an extent. And I can think of one or two people who would sort of blow up suddenly and try and put everybody else on the back foot. And they may have got one or two of the things that they wanted to get. But I don't think that's ever the right approach. I think you can't. First of all, it's better to be polite and courteous. It's generally more effective to be polite and courteous. But also, you have to be true to your own personality. And you can't sort of fake that sort of anger. You certainly shouldn't fake that sort of anger.
because that could backfire completely. Well, it's a fascinating area, and I get the impression we're only seeing a part of it, Bobby, you know, as to what actually goes on in these sorts of international conversations.
Well, of course I'm being diplomatic, I'm
exactly. Bobby McDonough, and also thank you very much to Louise. That's all we have time for this week, and I'm going to play us out with, we've picked a single from Louise's band, The Blizzards, which was released, this single was released last year. I'm not sure if it was inspired by any kind of diplomatic discomfort, but it's called Friction Burns.
Could I just say before you say yes? That, I'm going to be very undiplomatic this afternoon because I'm going to the rugby match with a former English diplomat, and while I will try very, very hard to be diplomatic, I also believe that sport isn't only about winning, it's also about gloating.
You're retired now, so you can do that.